Blog Talk Radio.
Scott Enster Network.
Sometimes I'm not quite sure what I'm going to say when I come on, even though I have a subject matter, such as the fifth wave. If some of you are aware of the movie or have seen it, you'll know what I'm talking about, and I'll discuss some of it without giving it away, so I don't spoil it for you. But I want you to understand that by dividing us, by separating us, by putting us in a position that we're willing to turn on each other, to gossip about each other, is the very nature of what took place during World War II with Nazi Germany. Other countries, other civilizations, other times, the Roman Empire, you name it, there's always someone there to sell you out. Now, I want to go through a few things about imploding and imploding with oneself, because the nature of what takes place in civilization also is based in what takes place within ourselves, such as James 4:1, what causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from the desire that battles within you? All right, so what is that? Are we talking about demons? Are we talking about unresolved issues? Ladies, do you have daddy issues? Men, do you have mom issues? Do you have rage? Do you have jealousy? I would say everything, all the above. See, since we have not done what we were told to do by Jesus, since the churches have not been true churches, since they have actually taken you away from the truth. Now, those who are listening to me for the first time or not quite used to me, the fact that I do deliverance, I don't like to call myself a minister. I don't refer to myself as a pastor. These are titles, these are names given by men. This was not how Scripture, how the New Testament was to lay it out. We are to be servants, bondservants of Jesus Christ. To put a man in charge of anything is a disaster. To look up to a human, even the angels said, you know, don't worship me. There were times that people fell down at their feet. There were times that people feared them, and they said, fear not. See, the whole premise of God, Jesus, the spirit realm, the physical, have been distorted to the point that none of us really truly know what's going on. Now, I have to do a reality check myself when I do research, when I work with Julie, when I work with others, when I do deliverance. Things are just bizarre. Things are strange. And I'm sure that the people that I work with or that I come in contact with out in public, especially those in Bible studies and churches, they think I'm weird. Well, that's okay. Because what I have found in time that those, and now we're talking about over a decade, on the upswing of two decades that I've been doing this. And what I found is if I go back and revisit those people, things aren't going well with them. unless they finally came to that understanding that we truly are in a spiritual battle. Now, we've been talking an awful lot about reptilians and all the other creepy crawly things that Satan has thrown together, whether they come from another dimension, whether they come from outer space, from, you know, from far away, whatever the deal is. Let's not forget that Satan, this is his world. Okay, so we may have factions that are here from other times, other places, but Satan has taken himself like a sidewinder. If you're familiar with the rattlesnake sidewinder, what they'll do is they kind of vibrate themselves and they drop themselves into the sand. They don't just go sidewise. That's why they call them a sidewinder. But they don't really go looking for food. What they do is they set a trap. They shake themselves in sand until they bury themselves, and all that's sticking up is the horns of their nose, which are sensors, and they lie in wait. So what we see out there is that that with what we have today and the structure that's been put in place, that the creepy crawly things, the things that sliver on the ground, the things that were reminded even in Genesis, they've set a trap for us. And they've been lying in wait for a very, very long time. Now, if you have unfortunately, if there's a fire that takes place within a building, many of the fatalities and injuries come from those who are egressing the building as fast as they can. And we even see circumstances where people will run over the top of others, people will push others out of the way, pure insanity. Now, that's all based in fear. Now, I've talked about this many times about 2 Timothy 1:7, we have not been given a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. And what's interesting is if you look at other versions of the Bible, the New World translations, the New Age translations, these things that have taken the word and twisted it so it doesn't even sound like the word anymore, that when I've read that in some of them, it doesn't even sound like that. It doesn't even have anything to do with it. In fact, I'm offended by the way that it's written out. And the whole point of it is that we need to understand who we are in Christ, that God's in control regardless of the circumstances. And when we take our eyes off of Jesus, when we take our eyes off of God, then we tend to focus on things that will distract us from the truth. And so it makes it a little difficult sometimes to do the research that we do, Julie and I, because there's so much bizarreness that is actually taking place, that we need to tether ourselves to the Word of God. Now, I know that some of the subject matter that Julie and I have been covering, and especially what Julie's been digging up, can sound to the point that it has taken away from the Word. And what we're doing is we're revealing things from all angles, so you can see the diversity of Satan. Now, as I said just a little bit ago, that regardless of whether it comes from another dimension or far away, in reality with wormholes, things are not that far away if you can alter dimension, that Satan is still the one manipulating, controlling everything. Okay, so let's say that we have Anunnaki. Let's say that we have reptilians. Let's say we've got some kind of being from another time, another planet. Between Satan and his fallen angels, he's still in control. Do you understand that? As far as the plight or destruction that comes on this planet. How do we know that? Well, the book of Revelation, we either believe in God or we don't. Okay, so let's take a hammer and some nails and let's nail ourselves down to the ground here. Let's make ourselves stable. So regardless if I tip, you know, everything upside down, you're not going to fall in your head. Okay? So let's say that we have a reptilian that comes into my office. Okay? I'm sure there's been one or two already. Now, they're still demonized. They may be of another nature, of a physical nature, but they still have demons in them. See, demons are capable of entering into vessels that are not of God. And us as humans, or even Christians, the reason that we have demons is because we've given them legal right through sin. So the very nature of a reptilian is sin, because one, they have no love in them. They're not a creation of God. They are a corruption. So therefore, they're already a lie. And if God's based in the truth, then they didn't come from God. So we need to remind ourselves that regardless of what we see, what we experience, or what we're told about other dimensions, other life forms, that Satan is still the one puppeteering. He's still the one manipulating. He's still the one doing things. Now, since he was sort of the right-hand man, let's say, in the angelic realm, he was wonderfully made. He was special. He was built, you know, made unlike others. But he became corrupt. Now, man became corrupt because of the infiltration of Satan. But humans made a choice. Okay, do you see where I'm going with this? Everything that we do has accountability because we made a choice. Now, those with personality disorders, and I've covered that pretty much here in the past couple days and weeks, that they are deceived to a point that their brain, the way that it's wired, are incapable of making right choices. Now, the thing is, as I've mentioned, that God has provided a way out for all of us. Okay? So somewhere in their walk, they were able to make a choice of life or death. But through the deception of Satan, they chose death. Now, as long as they draw breath on this earth and they are alive, they're still redeemable. They're still able to repent. They're still able to come back. The problem is the deception runs so deep, so thick, so wide, that the probability of that is very low. It's unfortunate, but it's the truth. Because the remnant in the last days, the term remnant should be your clue that it is actually very few compared to the numbers. You know, billions of people. Now, that's beyond my comprehension. I can't even fathom that. And regardless of all the pain and suffering that has taken place on this planet, we haven't seen anything yet. Now, that statement isn't to try and instill fear into you. It's to get you to understand that you need to make a choice now who you're going to serve. Get it? Now, getting back to the movie, now I know I come around in a lot of ways, but I'm just trying to, you know, if you're making artwork of some sort, you know, if you're doing a mosaic, sometimes you don't just fill in the whole thing. You'll do spots, and then you'll come in later and plug in a few things. And by the way, that's the book of Revelation. That's how the book works. You know, you go through 1 through chapter 11, and then you kind of come back around and you fill in some spots. And so any preacher that tells you that things are not in order, they're wrong. Now, when we understand that this movie, The Fifth Wave, has a storyline that in reality reveals the nature of the beast. Okay? Again, I'm trying to address this without giving away the movie. Now, Satan, if he cannot beat you, he will join you. The Catholics couldn't beat us, and so they joined us. The Freemasons couldn't beat us, so they joined us. The New World Order couldn't kill us fast enough, so they joined us. Okay? So by doing so, then within, the corruption that took place was kind of like if you're going to do a tunnel, you do it one shovel, one pick swing at a time until you've undermined, just like in World War II, and I think it took place in World War I, that many times there were tunnels that were actually dug underneath the enemy. I think even in the Civil War they did that, and then they would plant explosives. And then in hopes of killing all of them in one swift, you know, explosion. So what we have is we have an undermining and an implosion of society through the willful act of our own disobedience. Okay? When Roe versus Wade came in, 71, 72, around that time, there should have been a march on Washington, and there were to a point. Okay, but when you're in a battle, and I'm talking about the enemy, when you're in a battle, you don't give up. You fight to the death, and so that's what they did. They just dug in and waited till we got bored, till we got tired of yelling and screaming and making a fuss about things. Okay? Now, they know the nature of man because they've been doing this to us for thousands of years, that eventually we walk away. Okay? We give up, we throw our hands up, and we walk away. So with the law being changed to where we were killing our own, because that's what we're doing, we set the stage. I want you to understand this. We set the stage for the demonic to go to the next level. All right? Because once it became acceptable to kill our own children, not only the blood sacrifice enabled demons to have us, but an altering change within our own spirit took place. The churches eventually stopped talking about it. And in reality, that if they'd really done their job, which meant that they would corporately come together. Okay, if you take all the churches, all the congregations, all of those, that whether you're Lutheran, whether you're Catholic, whether you're, you know, whatever's out there, you know, Baptist and Episcopalian, whatever it is, okay, they're all fragmented. There is no unity. There is no coming together as one. So otherwise, we're not in Christ. Now, when we talk about two or more gathered, then I'll be in the midst of you, Jesus says. So the churches are already in error and incapable of being in the presence of the Holy Spirit in full. Do you understand that? Okay, by bringing in all these false doctrines, by establishing all of these different churches, they already had us. Okay? They've had us for a very long time. Now, you take then the honoring or the respecting of one man, otherwise the pastor, which again is not biblically the case, of how a church is to be, then you've put all your eggs in one basket and edifying, uplifting a man, which is what we were told never to do. Okay? So now we have all these different churches that are looking up to one individual, all eyes focused on them, and then all these doctrines come in. Okay? Now, Julie and I have talked about Zionism, and it went over like a lead balloon. Okay, because you've been brainwashed for so long to think that what's taking place over in Israel is a biblical marvel. Okay? Well, it is, but you're looking at it upside down. Okay? And what I mean is the Zionists, the Rothschilds, the Bilderbergers, those that are in part of the New World Order, which aren't even human, have led you to believe that the individuals there, now you need to remember that there are some of the people living there, they themselves are deceived, and they think that they are part of the great divine end. Okay? Divine end, I know. Know what I said that. When that's not the truth. When we have Hebrews in New York who know that this is a biblical lie taking place in Israel right now, and trying to warn the world that Zionists are not not tied to Abraham. You know, Jumpin' Joe's Holy Moses, all the reptilians are not from Moses. Do you understand that? And so this bloodline that we are placing before us and looking upward in church, we see in Revelation, they say they are Jews, they are not. They are the synagogue of Satan. Okay? I'm just throwing this in here to remind everyone why there was a big change in our ministry here. And believe me, it was huge. I'm not getting anywhere near the support that I was prior. Now, if it offended you, then it's your job to prove me wrong. But a lot of you now, I'm not talking about the ones who've been, you know, faithful to this, because this isn't easy. None of this is easy. Bringing truth is not easy. You know, it's like finding out that your spouse is a lying piece of garbage and has been cheating on you. You're trying to find every excuse to say that it isn't true. And it hurts, and you're confused, and then you're angry, and then all hell breaks loose within your spirit. I get it. So when you find out you've been lied to, it's not fun. But you need to get it right now, because let's say you stay with that spouse and they're cheating, they're going to bring home demons, they're going to bring home venereal diseases that could kill you. Okay? So we need to understand that we have a cheating spouse amongst us. Somebody who's willing to betray you. And when you find out about it, you get mad at the messenger. And that's kind of what took place. And so there's been a big withdrawal from this ministry, or whatever you want to call this. And all I'm trying to do is set the stage for you to understand the order of things that's taking place. Believe me, it was a big shock to me too. Okay? Because I grew up in the churches as well, to a point. But I also know the nature of demons, because I cast them out. I interrogate them. I waterboard them. I find out what legal entries are. Why is a demon in your noggin? Why do you have a sparky in your brain? Okay? Why are you sick? Why is your life upside down? Okay, that's what I do. And when you find out the nature of demons, you find out the nature of Satan. That's why they work so hard at getting rid of the Book of Enoch. That's why you don't have the Book of Jasher. That's why you don't have the Book of Jubilees. Because in those books tells you what Satan is and how he moves around. Okay? Now, I'm going to get back to the fifth wave. So the nature that if you can't beat them, join them, is exactly what Satan did, and so the churches are corrupt. They've been corrupt for a really long time, and of course that offends a bunch of you. You don't want to believe it, and I get it. But every time I try and interact with the church and those who still go there, it doesn't end well. Okay? Because within each church are infiltrations of the devil. Not the devil, but of. Now, that comes in many forms, whether they're clones, whether they're reptilians, or whether they're just demon-possessed witches. Either way, in the midst of most churches, 99.9, because I'm going to leave a little room that someone's trying to do something right out there, but I haven't seen it. It is the attempt to cause you to turn on each other. Okay? To sell each other out, to point the fingers, just as the Nazis did. There's a lot of things about Hitler that was propaganda. Was he a bad guy? Yes. Was he duped? Yes. Was he used? Yes. Did he kill people? Yes. Was he evil? Yes. But we didn't get the whole story. And that was part of setting the stage for Israel. Now, one of the main things we're told to do in Proverbs 4:23 is to guard your heart. Okay? Now, every time that I have tried to do a show on matters of the heart, and I've mentioned it before, Satan pulled out all the stops and brought in all the demon-possessed people to do everything they could to keep me from doing the show when I was on Walking Among Spirits. We had to dump the first time around. You know, at the time I didn't even realize how much it upset the devil. And then the second time around, we prayed beforehand and really set the stage to do a spiritual warfare so I could do the show and finally pulled it off. So when you alter and change the thought process of your soul because of the nature of your heart, okay, we're wicked, okay? We tend to be wicked, but it's through the redemption and the cleansing of the blood of Jesus Christ that brings us into righteousness to be able to come before the Lord. So the deceptions, the lies, the hurt, the wounds that are inflicted onto us, even by church people, which are, by the way, some of the worst assailants out there, causes us to think certain ways, just as what was done to children that would bring in borderline personality disorder or other disorders, post-traumatic stress. So by our hearts being wounded, by it being fragmented, we'll tend to avoid the pain, any more pain, because some of us are filled to the top. We can't take any more, okay? And I mentioned it's one of the reasons that many of you won't engage in new relationships. And or it's why you're constantly going from one relationship to another, because you're trying to fill that big hole that's in you that someone stole something from you. The very essence of who you are. Now, the term essence, I want to get to that in a little bit. Now, and Revelation 12:9. The dragon deceiveth the whole world. Okay, the major deception. So again, regardless of the situations, whether it's human, whether it's reptilian, whether it's alien, whatever the deal is, that since God's word is truth, then therefore the dragon is the great deceiver. He's also the great accuser of the brethren. Okay? So any time that you have division, separation, fighting amongst each other, backstabbing, slandering, gossiping, all this other stuff, the devil is in the details. And he's been able to do it because he was able to get to you through your heart. Now, the battle's in the mind, but where does the pain of the heart felt? It's in the mind. Okay, your soul is made up of your will, emotions, okay? We have our flesh, we have a spirit. God is the Father of spirits, okay? So at the moment of conception and that the cells split and you started to become human, then a spirit was placed in, okay? And by the way, we were probably on the shelf from day one, okay? So this is one of the reasons that abortion is such an abomination, because it destroys the will of God. He had an intent for that individual that would have been born. And now that that individual isn't there, he has to reformat his plan of action, which he will follow through. But because of man's intervention, okay, then this abomination takes place, a disobedience, rebellion, okay, which is bad stuff for getting yourself in trouble with the Lord. Now, in order to do this deception, there needs to be an indoctrination. Now, let me define that. That to be brainwashed, to be led in either truth or non-truth. Because an indoctrination could also mean that we're led down the truth of Scripture. We're indoctrinated into the kingdom of God. But an indoctrination is what the government does, what the CIA does, whether it's MKUltra, is a brainwashing, an alteration of an individual's thinking, you know, much like liberalism, okay? It isn't just a mental disorder, it's demon possession. Because no truth is in their thinking. They reject God, they reject Jesus. They think it's okay to kill children, but yet it's they would rather put an animal first. And I love animals, but there's an order of things. Okay. Now, when you're indoctrinated and you believe in certain formats of the lies, then accountability is thrown out the window. Okay. Now, in Matthew 12:23 is reminding us that there is an accountability. Now, if you don't believe in accountability, you have Satanism. Because they don't believe that God is going to judge them. They believe that somehow they're going to thwart that they're going to avoid that somehow because of Lucifer. Okay, so all logic and all reasoning through deception, okay, we're going back in that order, back to they didn't guard their hearts, something happened. Okay, that's one of the reasons for satanic ritual abuse. When you fracture an individual, you then have taken away who they are. They're no longer in order as God intended. And again, by humans avoiding the pain at any cost, they'll go in directions that are ungodly and can be programmed and controlled, okay, which is based all on lies. Now, anytime that you avoid accountability, then there's going to be consequences. Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death. So everything that I've just told you leads everybody to death, okay? Now, remember, I'm still based in this show on the fifth wave, okay? Now, when you believe that you're not going to have consequences because you don't think there's accountability because you've been indoctrinated through deception, then you're not reliable. Now, the only thing that is going to be reliable is that you're going to always be deceived. But if you're in a group of people that is counting on you to be reliable, reliability is not there. Faithfulness, okay, for instance, Isaiah 25:1, your faithfulness in God or your belief in God brings reliability of truth. But since God is a God of order and of truth, that we know we can rely on God. okay? But not being reliable then tells us it's from Satan, okay? Now, in order to do that, we need to trust. Now, in Jeremiah 17, 7 through 8, blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord. Okay? So let's work backwards here again. Okay? I don't trust, so that makes me unreliable. And because I'm unreliable, there's going to be consequences. And I'm going to do that because I don't believe I have accountability. And I'm indoctrinated into a lie because I was deceived. Okay? All right? So that means then honor is completely thrown out. Okay? Now, glory and honor is given to the Lord in Revelation 5, 11 through 12. We're told to honor thy father and mother. If you do not, it will not go well for you. And in honor, then we have a respect for those who deserve it. Okay? You're not going to honor somebody who is not reliable, that you can't trust, has no accountability, and obviously, because of the deception, are indoctrinated into a lie. But Satan, through his deception, is getting honor from those who have fallen underneath all of this categories, all of these categories. Okay? Tells you how demon-possessed they are. Now, we're told in Matthew 17:5 to listen to Jesus. Why? Because God said so. Okay, God was well pleased with Jesus, and he wants us to listen to him, Matthew 17:5. Now, if we listen to Jesus, then we're told to cast out devils, we're told to heal the sick, we're told to bind up the brokenhearted, make disciples of all men. So let's go back to the very beginning when I talked about the infractions that the churches are doing. Are they doing this in your church? Okay? So what's really taking place in the church, that chances are that the pastor that's up in the front, who shouldn't be there in the first place, didn't guard his heart. He fell under a great deception. Somehow he was indoctrinated, most likely in the seminaries. That means he has no accountability because he doesn't have truth. He believes that he's going to avoid the consequences. That makes him unreliable. No one can trust him. And we're certainly not to honor him. Pretty weird, huh? Now, have I made mistakes? And am I perfect? Absolutely not. There was some, even today, there were some confusion, some things that took place. And I, you know, every day I never know what I'm going to run into. Now, all I know is that because I am a servant of the Lord, that I made a willful choice to do it, by the way, and that I have accountability. I have not been indoctrinated into Satan's world. I refuse to be deceived because through the scriptures, as a good Berean, I verify truth. I verify it against the word of God. It's my job because, you see, my life depends on it. Because if I'm fighting your demons, I'm fighting a pit full of snakes. Okay? And by the way, sometimes when I pray for people, that's what I see. Some of you have so much sin and generational sin that you're literally have a den of vipers within you. Now, you remember when I talked about James 4:1 in the beginning, what cause fighting and quarrel amongst you? Don't they come from the desires that battle within you? Okay? Do you see what I just did there? I came around to bring that out. That the things that are within you, because of generational sin, generational curses, the way that you've been indoctrinated, the wounding of the heart, have all been attempts to keep you from being the men and women of God that God intended you to be. And through the pain and suffering that you have gone through, you've sold out. Maybe not a lot, but enough to let a door open that some demons came in. And because of that, you're now behaving in manners or thinking in ways that are not godly. Okay? I'm still working on this fifth wave, all right? Stay with me. Now, as we get closer to the times that the whistle blows, okay, meaning that Obama being what he is, and those in Congress who they are, and the New World Order and everything else that really hates us. Obama hates you. You need to remember that. See, that he doesn't like you. Okay, he's not your friend. And in fact, everything that I just talked about, deception, you know, he has no accountability. He will face consequences, though he doesn't believe that. He's certainly unreliable. You can't trust him, and I'm certainly not going to honor him. And so he's part of this plan to destroy mankind. That is who he is, people. Now, even though Satan is in control of this world, okay, God's in control, but because of our sin and what happened in the garden, then in the meantime, Satan's running amok. Okay? Now, Jesus, paying the price on the cross, gave us all power and authority over the wiles of the enemy, and if he had not done that, you and I would be dead right now. You do understand that. Okay? See, this isn't a cat playing with a mouse. This is putting food before a starving person. They're going to devour it. That's what Satan wants to do. But he can't. There's an order of things that man has to do in order to give Satan the full legal right to do it. And in the United States, that started out with killing our kids. And now we're up to full perversion. Now they're trying to legalize pedophilia. Okay? So now we can kill kids and rape them. Do you see how sick that is? Okay? This is who Obama is. This is who Hillary Clinton is. This is who the past presidents have been. The Bushes are very much a part of all this. And there isn't one candidate that's out there now that isn't a part of it and isn't going to continue to carry the torch. The torch that's going to set your house on fire, that's trying to set the world on fire. And again, if it hadn't been for the blood of Jesus Christ, things would be a lot worse. But it's coming because we know that through prophecy. Okay? And in order to do it, not only through sin, but we have to be segregated, meaning that we're willing to sell out each other. We're willing to backstab each other. We're willing to abandon each other, to betray. And in this betrayal, each person gets a broken heart. Each person gets a demon. Each person is put to a level that they thought they could never go to before. This implosion, okay, is part of this fifth wave. Okay? Again, I'm trying to be tactful here that I'm not giving away the movie. And so the end result is that through the way that they're going to do things is that we literally turn on each other. Now, I saw this as a vision in 2005. I've talked about this. Okay? And it was through mass insanity, where the demons were finally at a point where they had full legal ability to take over those who were not in Christ. Do you understand that? That's why I've been doing what I've been doing for all these years, to get you right. Now, I can't deliver everybody, I can't cast out everybody's demons, but you can listen to my broadcast and read my books to understand that you need to make a decision in your heart who you're going to serve. It is a decision within your spirit that you select to serve and be a bondservant of Jesus Christ, and that no one comes to the Father except through him. It is that simple. It is not rocket science. This common core math that's out there is another example of the absolute bizarre thinking of those who are demon possessed. The only thing that we have is Jesus. And when I go to a service and I hear only God, which is fine, but we need to remember that many of the pastors out there are actually Freemasons. And they've sworn to Baphomet, which is Satan in both male and female form. Because, see, they twist it up. There is no one sex. It is a bisex. See where the perversion comes in? And so if they don't say Jesus, then what God are they talking about? Very, very critical, okay? And as I mentioned, no one comes to God except through Jesus. So if Jesus is never mentioned, and an hour goes by, and I've never once heard the blood, there's something wrong with this picture. Now, there's also the teaching that if a person is demon-possessed or in the occult or something else, that they can't say the name of Jesus. That's not true. Now, you need to remember that Satan knows who Jesus is. Demons know who Jesus is. And we even see the demoniac when Jesus came and stepped off the boat onto the shore, and the man full of demons, the demon yelled out, you know, "Why have you come here, Son of the Most High God? Have you come to torment us before our time?" So they can do and say anything they want in order to deceive you, in order to lie to you, in order to ensnare you, to trap you into thinking that you can trust them. Okay? Again, we get through deception, indoctrination, accountability, consequences, reliability, trust, honor. Now, When you're at a point that you're willing to turn on your brethren, we're going to have the same scenario that took place during the Civil War. Okay? History has a way of repeating itself. Now, the Civil War was established through lies and deception. When we look at the financing that came through the Zionists back then to fund a indoctrination of thinking that caused a split amongst the people of the United States, we see church splits. This is why we have so many different churches. And when you segregate an individual, then you can spread rumors and lies to keep the thought that the person, let's say there's two churches and they're right across the street from each other. Just like the old gas wars of the 40s, 50s, and 60s. I don't know if any of you remember that. Gas was so cheap that they could get down to an incredibly ridiculous amount so they could get, you know, your business. You're not going to see that now. And so you have church wars. Well, they don't have all truth. They don't have this. They don't do this. We believe, you know, it's just ridiculous. Well, if Jesus is the cornerstone, our foundation, and we're tethered to him, how can anything be different? How can there be a variance? So see my point? Satan's already got us. Now, the true church is us as individuals in Christ coming together. Not the four walls, not the corporate church, not the capstone at the top known as the pastor. Okay? And when we corporately come together, two or more gathered, and we petition God, we pray to God, we confess our sins to one another, we confess our sins to God, we repent, we renounce, we ask for forgiveness. In that, literally dissolves all the legal rights of demons. And then again, we're told to cast them out, right? So let's say I have a shop, and I make wood products. Let's say baseball bats. All right, in order to take a piece of wood and turn it into a bat, I have to cut away the wood, right? And so I'm going to have chips. I'm going to have debris. I'm going to have stuff that will fall to the floor. Okay? Now, after a while, there'll be so many chips. Let's say the orders are coming in and I'm you know, pounding out 1,000 a day. That's a lot of wood chips. Okay? I have this nice, shiny bat. But you know what? There'll be a point in time I can't make bats anymore because I didn't clean the chips out. And by the way, now I'm a fire hazard. Somebody comes along and throws a match, boom, and it will too. Whenever you have tinder like that, that's a problem. Well, see, that's what's taken place. Now we have all these people who are full of tinder. And Satan's going to come along and he's going to throw a match. And it's going to be disastrous. And that's part of what the fifth wave is all about. And I want you to get rid of it. I want you to get the broom and I want you to clean this stuff out. And it's up to you. You're the one making the decision to open up that back door, that even if you have a large shipping door, let's get all that out of there and get it in the dumpster and get it hauled away, so it's not going to be a hazard to us, and so that's the order of business. That's how we conduct business. That's what assures you that you can stay in business. Get it? Because through any other means is going to be disastrous. If Jesus is our Lord and Savior, then we honor him and we love him and we do what he tells us to do. You know, if you have an adult and they're, you know, they have kids, and the adult is responsible, knowledgeable, understanding of the dangers of this world, how bad a highway is to kids and streets, and that burners on stoves can do great damage to hands, and boiling water can scald children, right? So when you have a responsible adult, they're on top of it, and they're watching all the kids, and they're teaching the children all the dangers out there. how to be proactive to protect themselves, because eventually they're going to be an adult someday, and we don't want them to be, you know, not responsible. Because if you're not responsible, then you put yourself in danger. Well, that's God and that's Jesus. They love us, and so they're teaching us responsibility through the Word. And through our responsibility, through being obedient, then we're taking care of business in order correctly to make sure that demons don't burn us, don't run us over, and don't scold us. Because in any of those combinations could bring death. But unfortunately, we have churches that have not been teaching the true Word of God, and now we have churches, congregations, that are full of demons. And they're setting us up for the fall. They're setting us up for the fifth wave. And I want you to repent. I want you to go to your prayer closet, confess your sins, renounce, and tell those rascals to leave. Because you can break the legal rights, but they'll stay. That's why you resist the devil and he will flee. You say, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, I'm sorry for my sins of fornication. I repent, I renounce, I confess, and I ask for forgiveness. And so, Father, right now, every demon that entered me, every legal right, every entry point is dissolved, canceled, and closed, and I command them to exit and leave me now and go to the pit. What you've done, you've gone in that baseball bat manufacturing with a broom, and you've just swept out all of those wood chips that were a potential hazard. And now you've got lots of room in there for good things. Because if you're in sin, God is not going to hear your prayers. And by getting yourself right, getting the generational curses broken, that this fifth wave that's coming, you're not going to be driven into insanity. You're not going to be scolded. You're not going to be burned by the demons. Now, you're going to be dealing with crazy people. But if they get you to do something that causes you to sin, okay? We need to remember that through our obedience, through our love of Christ, moving forth in the commandments because we're keeping the commandments, that we have a divine grace that leads us through. You know, I mentioned before that if you have a barn that's burning, that, you know, I can remember some of the old Westerns, and they would take a blanket and they would throw over the horse's eyes, because if you tried to take a horse out of a burning barn, the fire would scare them so bad, because they can see it, that you couldn't control them and you'd probably get yourself stomped. So there's an order of things. And whatever that order is, it needs to follow God's word. Because through any other means is lies and deception. And right now we have so many people who are deceived, it's absolutely frightening. So I just want you to understand that God loves you. He gave you his word. He sent his son. It's up to you now. You have all power and all authority over the wiles of the enemy. So take the sword and move forward, because your children, your grandchildren need you. And it's time to fight back. All right, I'm out of time. God bless everyone. I hope I made sense. Don't let that fifth wave bite you, because I'm not going to. All right, good night.